Well, 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 good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Yes, it is the flip side, Robbie Noel, with you on this, Black Tuesday. what else can I say? Anyway, the flip side brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address is republictradinggroup.com. You can also access it by going to eaglesup.com. Well, stocks had their worst day since the 9/11 attacks. When the dust had settled, Dow Jones Industrials had fallen 3.29%, or 416 points. Apparently, the breakers did not break, and the plunge protection team did not protect. Although they did try, they gave a hard, half-hearted attempt, nearly said something else, earlier in the day. When that failed, the sluice gates opened. According to the AP, stocks had their worst day of trading since September the 11th, hurtling the Dow Jones Industrial Averages down more than 400 points on a worldwide tide of concern that the U.S. and Chinese economies are stumbling and that share prices have become overinflated. Whatever that means. It means run for the exits. That's what that means. In New York City, gold closed down $2.20 at $685.10. Silver was off 16 cents at $14.59. Platinum reversed the trend, was up $12, ended the day at $1,252. Palladium off $4 at $356. Unfortunately, the carnage in Asia continues. Gold in Asian markets right now off $18. Gold sitting at $666. I always hate it when it goes to those numbers. $666.20. Silver off 32 cents at $14.27. Platinum off $20, $1,233. And palladium off $4. We'll have the rest of the carnage after this.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Freedom. The only problem is figuring out what freedom is. Welcome back, my friends. Let's make, we'll try, make head or tails of what went on today. We'll use the quotes of many people smarter than me to try and find out how we can connect the dots. Jimmy Rogers said the plunge in China exposed the fact that there are problems developing. He went on to add that when you have major stock declines, they always start in marginal countries, sectors, and companies. According to Russ Kosteroff, a portfolio manager at Barclays Global Investors in San Francisco, which has $1.7 trillion in assets, said the sell-off was fairly violent. A flight to quality and a fear in the risk markets are propping up government markets, said George Congallis, an interest rate strategist in New York City. Well, it all deals with the subprime mortgage market that imploded. We told you about that. Martina Savala says, everything started off with China and then with U.S. stocks, which is leading to risk-adverse behavior. what's risk-adverse behavior? That's when someone says, give me my cash, I'm heading for the exits. Let's see what our friends Peter Gangridge and Jim Sinclair had to say. Jim Sinclair is in Canada. He says in a market alert today, when I was asked yesterday in Toronto during an informal question and answer session what would happen to gold when and if the equity market broke, I answered at first, the equity market breaks will bring in temporary sellers of gold. However, quite quickly thereafter, and most certainly when the U.S. dollar also gets hit, gold will steady and start its move to all the angles. And we've seen this right now as we speak in Asian trading. You've got a pretty sizable sell-off in gold and silver. And as I mentioned to Bob Chapman a few minutes ago on John Stadtmuller's show, you will always see this. I mean, this is something that I've witnessed many times before, and that when you get a major sell-off, and obviously everything is technically, and people say, well, you know, if the Dow went down 400 points, gold should have been up $500. And it doesn't work that way. Granted, and as Jim Clare says, You know, initially when markets correct, all markets correct. Gold tends to overcorrect just simply because of the fact that gold is, and this explains the beauty of gold. Gold is a very liquid metal. And so if you in a position where you are required now, because margin calls are going out this afternoon, this is the greatest fear that brokers have, because they actually got to call up their clients now and say, listen, you know, you own a margin account, and you know, your margins decline to a point where you've got to send us more cash. And you've got to send us the cash in 24 hours. And if you're going to send it to us FedEx, we need you to call us and give us a tracking number so we can be sure. Because otherwise, my friends, it's very brutal in the investment world. If your money is not in their account in 24 hours, they just blow you out. And that's the way it is. So obviously, people needing to raise cash very quickly will always turn to the one asset that they got that they know that they can convert and be liquid immediately, and that's gold. Now, I'm not saying this is the reason for the gold sell-off in Asia as we speak, but it's logic. Talking to Peter Gingrich, he issued a letter this afternoon. He says, despite being quite overbought short-term and too many funds long on the COMEX, gold managed a valiant comeback from its lows today. And it did. You know, as I told you, gold in New York didn't have a bad day. It was off a couple of bucks. The big sell-off came in late afternoon trading in Asia. As a matter of fact, gold initially this morning was down $10 at one point, climbed all the way back to plus, which is what Gingrich is talking about. And so he says it made a valiant comeback from its lows today. And he adds, although they have it back down in the access market, meaning the aftermarket, I believe this clearly demonstrates that outside of very short periods of correction, gold's path of least resistance over time remains up. I welcome these sharp and short corrections and wonder what the shorts must be thinking it's going to take to ever see a sustained retreat in the gold price. The answer appears more and more to be four-digit gold price. A correction as low as 650 is possible, but I remind you yet again that surprises should be on the upside, not on the downside. And just for reference, take a quick check and see what the Asian markets are doing. As we said earlier on, they were off about $20. Right now, clawing its way back. Gold off $16 at $667.40. Thank goodness it's out of that 666 range. So what to make of all of this, my friends? Well, it's not as though this should come as any shock or surprise to anybody. You've had numerous stories, we did one last week, numerous stories of insider selling going on at a feverish pace, all the while the bubbleheads on television, the Maria Bartiromas of the world, who are constantly enjoying this market higher. As a matter of fact, even this morning, even in light of the collapse of the Asian markets and subsequently the collapse of the European markets and actually seeing Dow futures that were going to open substantially lower, you still had these rah-rah stock guys on there touting the fact that they didn't think the down day in Wall Street today would be that bad because a report has just come out this morning that consumer confidence is at an all-time high. I bet you they wish they could take back that airtime this morning. Because it couldn't have been a half an hour after they said that the market went into a perpetual free fall. So I thought that was pretty interesting to note this morning. But you have, excuse me, while I still have a cold after 4 weeks. you have a situation. Obviously, it's It's many things that are causing this. You've got the yen carry trade that's been going on because of low interest rates in China. People were borrowing Chinese yen and buying U.S. treasuries, and it was free money. It was yen carry trade. And basically what you've had is you had an inverse yield curve. So you've got a lot of these players that are unwound, and I don't want to get too technical because I don't want to get technical, and you've got all these positions that are getting unwound. Because obviously a turn in direction in interest rates, up or down, depending on what side these guys have placed their bets, could be substantial. People forget it. A few years ago, the oldest bank in the world, Barings Bank, a rogue trader, as they always say, bet on interest rates in Asia, and he bet wrong. And Barings Bank, the oldest bank in the world, went belly up. So these things are precarious, and then when you add in, obviously, the trading tools that we have at our disposal today, like derivatives, where a derivative is look, they need MIT professors to evaluate and work out the mathematical calculations of what a derivative is. It is huge leverage. It's the reason why you've got all these Congress critters running around right now and trying to make a decision whether we should regulate hedge funds or not regulate hedge funds. We don't know what to do. Greenspan seems to think there should be some regulation. By the way, a lot of people are blaming Greenspan for this debacle. Larry Kudlow, yes, the great Larry Kudlow, the big supporter of Alan Greenspan, the big rah-rah guy for George Bush, and everything's fine, don't worry, we've got everything under control. Now he's blaming Alan Greenspan for all this. Well, it was his irresponsible fiscal policies in the 90s that led to, you know, the excesses that we find in the market today. No, the excesses in the market are based on, obviously, the ATM called home equity and the insanity of these subprime mortgages that were fine while real estate prices were going up. You could sell a house to any Tom, Dick, or Harry who didn't have the ability to make payments, but you qualified him anyway because it was a numbers thing. And who could lose in real estate? Real estate wasn't going to continue to go all the way to the sky. Well, hello. Welcome to the real world. A little correction, and all of a sudden, and if you think this is not going to affect Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae, you're kidding yourself. They've already tightened the rules late this afternoon. We'll be back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Welcome back, my friends, on this, you got a lot of money tied up in the stock market, obviously reaching for the Rolaids as we speak. Frank Barberi, who writes for Financial Sense, has this to say about today's action. He says there's a blip on the long-range radar, something out there at extreme range, yet now steadily closing the distance. Unable to be seen over the expanse of a long horizon, the object draws relentlessly closer, bearing down on our own position. As it approaches, we begin to feel the lashing winds and the violent seas of a still-developing perfect storm. In advance of its approach, the palatable change is impossible not to notice, with the complexion of a sunny day evaporating into a ever-increasing wind and darkening sky. Like the approaching storm, a weather system of immense size and power, today's violent decline in global financial markets is a signature of a steadily darkening storm cloud and a big bear market in its early stages. Whoa! To the investor that ignores the message of such an unmistakable and powerful force. Bear markets take no prisoners, cutting a path through investor portfolios strewn with the wreckage and debris of debt. Well, he is kind of poetic. He goes on to conclude, over the last couple of weeks, all our indicators have pointed to trouble spots: China, Mexico, Brazil, the investment banks, home builders, the S&P itself, and of course, subprime lenders. They are all actors in Act 1 of a still unfolding 7-act play. The pain threshold and turbulence is only now just starting to increase. So for those with weak stomachs, now would be a good time to reach for the Dramamine and buckle in. Look, it's an amazing thing when it's a phenomena. It's like anything. It's like the examples when you shout fire in a crowded theater. You know, everybody rushes for the exits. Yeah, well, the reality is only so many other people are going to get out of the exits. You know, a bunch of people that are going to be stuck, and they're going to fry. Same thing in financial markets. That's the reason for all the giddy talk of the last couple of months. The attempts to try and support and talk up the dollar have all failed miserably. Foreign investors know full well of America's $8 trillion in debt. I mean, would you just think about yourself? Because what do foreigners do? They buy U.S. debt. It is akin to, and try and imagine this, would you write somebody a check if you actually knew beyond all reasonable doubt that they were technically insolvent, bankrupt, if you will? Would you write them a check? Well, this is a dilemma facing many countries today. Would you write America a check, knowing full well the irresponsibility of this administration and administrations to come? There's no hope out there either way. Who cares? And it, look, I care not who's going to get elected 2 years from now. It's not going to make an iota of difference. Unless, of course, by miracles of miracles, Ron Paul gets elected. But what would you'd have problems with Ron Paul as a president. Now, don't get me wrong and don't send me emails. Why would you have problems with Ron Paul as a president? The Constitution, a man who understands the Constitution, understands constitutional money, understands the insanity of the Federal Reserve System, understands our debts and our deficits, because he's stuck with either a Democrat or a Republican Congress and or Senate. He could propose things, unless he becomes a dictator like George Bush and has signing statements and executive orders where he circumvents the Congress. Well, that's always a possibility. I forgot to think about that, because George Bush does that all the time. I mean, here we've got stories by Seymour Hersh that the United States government is financing. It doesn't shock me or surprise me in any way, shape, or form, by the way. It's what governments do behind closed doors. They say one thing when the doors open. They say another thing when the doors close. That the United States is financing Al-Qaeda in Lebanon because it is Sunni-based, going against Hezbollah, the Shiite base. You see, the United States has always supported, has always been friendly to the Sunnis. You've got to think about this now. Who are the Sunnis? Saudi Arabians, the Jordanians, the Egyptians. Granted, they got small minorities of Sunnis there, but Shiites, but then by and large part Sunnis. The problem that the United States right now has with Iraq is that the majority government in Iraq is Sunni, just like Iran. So it makes perfectly logical sense, in my opinion, that we'd be financing the Sunnis in Lebanon. Yeah, well, take a short break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Morning rain with a dollar in my head.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Tuesday. A lot of nervous traders going to be waking up at the ODAR 100 tomorrow morning to see the carnage. You see, I don't know why. It's just because I never trust anything. I always question everything. Timing is always... Yeah, timing things are suspicious with me. As China was going into this mega financial meltdown yesterday, the I's were being dotted, the T's were being crossed on the final contract negotiations in Iraq over who's going to divvy up the oil fields. Surprise, surprise, surprise. According to combined wire services, after months of negotiations over the post-war spoils of Iraq's most valuable natural resource, the cabinet announced on Monday evening that it had approved a draft plan to ramp up oil production and share the proceeds. Isn't that coincidental that as they inked the deal, China went into a financial freefall? I don't suppose there's any connection there. The agreement was touted as a major breakthrough in U.S. efforts to press the country's Shiite, Sunni, and Kurdish groups to reach agreement to achieve stability. Here's the United States' problem. It has lost its moral authority. It's no longer an honest broker in the Middle East, which leads credence, by the way, to Seymour Hersh's piece about the U.S. covertly financing al-Qaeda in Lebanon. I mean, just think about it for a second. Makes perfectly logical sense. After all, Dick Cheney was summoned to Saudi Arabia. Summoned. He flew. Didn't pick up the phone, make a call. He flew for a one-day visit to Saudi Arabia. The question is, what did they talk about? After all, the Saudis are Sunnis. The Saudis are a little miffed about what's happening in Iraq. The increasing threat of Shiites, not only the Shiite majority in Iraq, but obviously the Shiites in Iran. So you've got the Saudis very nervous about the events that are taking place, and there's no question, Saudis are financing Sunnis in Baghdad. They most probably read Dick Cheney, the Riot Act there, saying, hey, listen, Sunnis by and large are the majority in the Muslim world. And so it shouldn't come as any shock or surprise that the U.S. covertly, because then you've got to ask yourself another question. Why did John Negroponte, head of a huge bureaucracy, I mean, it's what every politician, what every policy wonk in Washington prays for, it's like you and I praying to win the lottery. They pray to be the head of some new government bureaucracy with unlimited ability to spend large amounts of money. Well, Negroponte had the creme de la creme job. He was head of this new bureaucracy called intelligence. He controlled everything, the CIA, the FBI. And who knows how many other spook agencies were under his control. He was the head honcho. He was the boss. He was El Capo. And he resigns and becomes the water boy for Condoleezza Rice, the manservant, and under a female who really is completely clueless. How did she get a PhD in Russian history, by the way? I mean, I heard her the other day on Hardball. She was talking about Chris Matthews, and she was talking about how Iraq is like Germany, 1941, and the rise of Adam. And I'm going, they actually gave this woman a PhD? She's misquoting history. But then again, they also named a tanker after her. I wonder how many people should. Well, let's not get into that. So here you've got all these things going on. I mean, think about it. Why would Negroponte want to go and be an understudy to Condoleezza Rice when he was head of this large bureaucracy? That doesn't make any sense. Unless, of course, he didn't want to be tainted by the covert wheelings and dealings in Lebanon supporting Al-Qaeda. Well, after all, you know, Negroponte has this little thing that's sort of in his resume called Iran-Contra. So all we can do is simply point these things out, speculate, you know, who's doing what to whom. But there's no question, the big story today, because it affects you. It affects your pocketbook. It's going to affect you completely, what's happening here. Companies, obviously, nervous, going to cut back on expenditures. You got gas prices. Where are gas prices going? Can you say $3 a gallon gasoline come summer? Well, forget summer. Come spring. Gas is going higher. Is this going to cause problems for the Fed? Because now everybody says, well, here's an excuse for the Fed to lower interest rates. No, here's an excuse for the Fed to raise interest rates. But if they raise interest rates, how bad is the subprime market? Is it that bad that it's going to spill over into Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, which are totally corrupt as of themselves? And the sudden panic on Wall Street, is it going to cause a few hedge funds to simply implode, thereby bringing down the whole ball of wax? Then you're going to have politicians with really red faces because people have been screaming for them to regulate the hedge fund industry for years. And they're reluctant to. Why? Political contributions. You see, it always comes back to money. It always comes back to money. Why don't politicians want to do anything about it? Well, there's a lot of people they know make a lot of money in that industry and they pay them a lot of money. According to Andrew Clark in Washington, writes for The Guardian. Yes, I know it's a liberal newspaper, but they have good articles, like Playboy. He was a dogged financial detective paid to patrol Wall Street's dark alleys, but suddenly Gary Aguirre was fired by America's investment regulator just as he was preparing to subpoena one of the world's most powerful bankers, the boss of Morgan Stanley. A slim, trim, earnest figure perched on an armchair in his Washington townhouse, Aguirre is at the center of a scandal that has enthralled the business community. To some, he is a whistleblower who fell foul of powerful political interests. To others, the former Securities and Exchange Commissioner investigator is a man who simply would not play by the rules. Yeah, that's unfortunate. What you have at the SEC is people rotating from jobs where you make $180,000 a year into jobs where you make over $1 million, he tells The Guardian in an interview on what he sees as a mutually back-scratching relationship between the regulator and Wall Street. It's very friendly. It's a club. I'm here. I'm inside. Now I'm outside. Now I'm inside again. When the SEC starts playing favorites and they decide not to go after Wall Street elite and focus on small fry, then they're not focusing on the players that really impact the capital markets. It's not the penny stock dealers that could trigger a credit crisis in this country. Aguirre believes that the hedge funds' enormous advantages pose a much greater threat to the system. America has 11,500 hedge funds, which manage $1.5 trillion in funds on a largely unregulated basis, are routinely playing fast and loose with the law, according to Aguirre. He compares the conduct to the concerns about opaque pools of capital known as syndicates before the 1929 Wall Street crash. When you look at the egos involved in this game and you look at the folks who are making between $200 million and $1.5 billion, the competition moves them to do what they need to do in order to stay on top, he says. If you can get away with maybe crossing the line and others can see that you're getting away with it, I think it's like a virus. Oh, no kidding, Sherlock. Look, it's a fact of life. I mean, this is what we're dealing with. And eventually, when you play on the wrong side of what is ethical and moral, you're going to pay a price. It's inevitable. You know, in the 60s, we used to call it karma. I still believe in the theory of karma. It's a Buddhist thing, I guess, but it's a Christian-based thing. What you reap, so shall you sow. That's what karma is all about. And I've always lived my life that way, that if you're going to walk in the gray areas, you know, don't expect good things to happen. But if you walk in the light, great things will happen to you. Yeah, it's just a simple, strange philosophy. I have many strange philosophies. Well, not really. I do know this, that I change every decade. In my 20s, I thought I knew everything. It wasn't until I got to my 30s when I had to figure out, I had to do a lot of work to repair a lot of the damage I did in my 20s. And when I was in my 40s, I thought, well, I finally learned everything. And now I'm in my 50s, I go, you know, the more I learn, the dumber I feel. Because everything I thought was true in the 20s was a lie. Same goes for the 30s and the 40s. And now I'm at the point in my life where I'm worse than I was when I was a naive youth questioning authority. Now I question everything. I even question myself. I spend more time questioning myself than I do questioning others, because things just, you know, the way you look at it, things just don't, nothing ever adds up. You know, so there must be an explanation for it. You got to try and figure out who's doing what to whom. Now, besides the oil deal that's been signed, which is the whole reason, by the way, for the war, it's what colonial powers have done since the beginning of time. I mean, it's the reason why is Africa a basket case today. As I said earlier, it's because of the fact that, you know, countries came in, exploited natural resources like America is doing in the Middle East right now, and then the power players sit around and figure out who's going to get what, and they divide things up in little fiefdoms. And then they can't figure out why they never work. And it's the same thing in the Middle East as we speak. But it all has to do with plunder. You know, and look, I can agree with indigenous peoples who make the claim, you know. But then, and let's not get in. I may get into the subject on Thursday, by the way, because we're going to be saying hi to a new affiliate in Canton, Ohio, 900 a.m. And so I may regurgitate why I do what I do. You know, what's the connection between Africa and America today? Is there a connection between what happened in a little country called Rhodesia and what's going on today? What happened in South Africa? Because all these things, you know, over time, it's all these things. I've spent half my life in America. I spent the other half of my life outside of America. I have a different perspective than most people. I've lived in other countries. I've seen what America is like from a distance. I've witnessed its foreign policy, tentacles, touched them, felt them, know what they're all about, which is nothing what the government tells American citizens what it's doing with its foreign policy. And unless you're overseas being subject to it, you don't know. And it's it's not that there's anti-American feeling. As I said many times before, it's just, I think the anti-American feeling is just disappointment. pure and simple. You see, because we all want to have those ideals. We all want to believe this America is a shining beacon on top of a hill for all the world's oppressed to look up to as an example. And really, the world does. And for a long time, the world has always looked at America as the leader, as someone to emulate. And I think just based on the corruption of the system, the morality of the players involved, I mean, it's just a serious disappointment because they have ventured so far away from what America was founded on, the ideals of the founders. Founders were rolling over in their graves knowing what's going on today. The concept of liberty and freedom. I mean, the basis of how this country was founded. The philosophies of John Locke, which greatly influenced Jefferson and Madison and George Mason. Because they first had to come to grips with the meaning of life, which for me was a tough call as well. And they're coming to understand the meaning of life. It's the biggest question out there. I grappled with that for the longest time. But I could understand where they got it, because obviously their Locke's philosophy is the meaning of life is simply this, is that our freedoms are God-given. They come from our Creator. And these freedoms that he gives to us, men were instituted to protect, i.e. government, was meant to protect these God-given freedoms. I mean, it's a very simple concept. And God only has 5 rules for us. Well, he has 10 commandments, but 5 of them are false gods and all that kind of thing. And the other 5 things are what makes a civilized society, what made America what America is, what made the world what it is, who people want to live in civilized society. There's only 5 things you have to abide by. This is why when I question, and I really hate questioning people's religious beliefs, because I'm no saint in any way, shape, or form. I'm a practicing Christian. I still got a long way to go. And I can't quote you scriptures and verse, but I know what the words in red say. And I know what the commandments are there for. I'm not trying to curry favor with God. I just don't want to piss God off in any way, shape, or form. And it's an unfortunate term there I use, but nevertheless, I fear God. And so I abide by his rules. And so when I judge these people that call themselves Christians or nominate themselves as elected leaders like Pat Robinson and Jerry Falwell, well, I have a basic test. Thou shalt not kill. Do you buy into that or not? If you're going to say you're pro-life, then you have to accept the premise that God said, vengeance is mine. Well, that answers a question for me. Because to be perfectly honest, would I be afraid of man killing me, or would I be afraid of God throwing down Israel? Yet, trust me on this one. I don't fear no man. I fear God. I fear the wrath of God. So when these people say that they're pro-life, that they're Christians, and yet with the next breath, they're calling for the assassination of political leaders around the world and joining in the amen corner for an attack on Iran, I have to say to myself, these people aren't Christians. These are the phony Christians. These are like the Cecil John Rhodes Christians. Cecil John Rhodes wrapped himself in religiosity. He was an atheist. As a matter of fact, he was homosexual. He had no belief systems, but he knew in order to get his plan across, he had to embrace Christianity. This is why when you look at the Communist Party or the Socialist Party in Britain, they have a red rose. Makes no logical sense, these people. So when I look at stuff like this, I question everything. This is why I'm opposed to the death penalty is because I believe, well, there's a number of reasons. First of all, I don't believe the state should be in the business of killing people. And besides, if you look at the judicial system, which is completely bankrupt, how many innocent people have been put to death in this country? Everybody goes, oh, it never happened. Yeah, please, give me a break. I bet you hundreds, if not thousands, of people have been put to death that were innocent. Look how many people have been released from prison that have been there for 30 years because of DNA evidence. It's unfortunate to say. It
will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
My friends, and the final segment for this Tuesday, Sting and the Police, getting back together. I have to admit, I'll be one of those standing in line waiting to get a ticket. Checking the Asian markets, gold crawling its way back from an initial $22 down, currently off $15 at $669. Silver off 27 cents at $14.32. Take advantage, my friends, of the offer that we have on $10 liberties this evening. As we say, you can shop this one until you go blue in the face. You're not going to find many gold companies out there that are going to offer you pre-1933 numismatic constitutional U.S. currency for the same price as bullion. And that's what we do. We're going to offer you American half-ounce eagle, a bullion coin, is trading for $365, same price. You can get a $10 liberty, granted, just shy of a half-ounce of gold, because then they were on weights and measures. Ounces, half-ounces, quarter-ounces, and all the rest of them came into vogue when South Africa introduced the Kurugrand in the 1960s. Up until that point, it was based on weights and measures. So for $3,665 plus $15 shipping, you will receive not only 5 ounces of gold, but you'll also get Bob Chapman newsletter. Now bear in mind, this offer is only as good as it is this evening. Tomorrow morning, it could be a whole, well, you got a 50-50 shot tomorrow. Myself, personally, I think gold will be up substantially tomorrow because chickens are coming home to roost. People are waking up. People are finally starting to figure out that they've been, not only have they been lied to under this administration, but they've been lied to for so long. And you got to, if you want to understand what the truth is, you got to have the ability to take your long-held beliefs and put them on the shelf and reevaluate everything to make sure that you've got the correct information. Because if you base everything you do, or the way you think, which is all based on a wrong assumption to begin with, well, everything you're going to think about in the future or everything you're going to do is going to be wrong because you based it on a faulty premise. It's as simple and as logical as that. And that's what I did. Not saying I figured everything out. Of course I haven't. I haven't figured anything out, to be perfectly honest with you. It's just a constant learning curve. Heck, I didn't even know about, I could never connect the dots with Christian Zionism and Jewish Zionism. I didn't understand that Zionism wasn't a religion, that it was an ideology. I never knew about Schofield and the Schofield Reference Bible. I never knew, and this is 18 months ago, I never knew this stuff. So life's a learning experience. Anyway, you can call us this evening. Take the Bob Chapman offer, 1-800-691-7898. Jeffrey Bennett will be in the big chair tomorrow, and I will see you on Thursday. Till then, see you, bye.